My sister answered the door, my older sister, and she said, "Mom's not home," which was kind of surprising because Mom was always home and she didn't come back. And basically she abandoned our family, and she probably was going through such overwhelm, such fog, that she thought it was the best course of action to leave her young children behind. And I think that's what overwhelm does. I think overwhelm limits your choices, where you think a good choice is something that might be really painful for you and maybe your family decades in the future. But if you have clarity, I think you have more options. Welcome to the 2026 Start Here Guide. It's our first episode of the season, and I'd like to give you an overview of what's to come, because if you're in a divorce and you're watching this, this is a really difficult time. This is such a stressful transition, and I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. So I want to give you everything in a condensed form so you can think about it, but I'm not going to overwhelm you too much. We're just going to touch on things. But before we begin, I just want to tell you a story about why I do what I do. And when I was 8 years old, we were actually living in Hawaii. When I was 8 years old, I came home from school one day. My sister answered the door, my older sister, and she said, "Mom's not home," which was kind of surprising because Mom was always home. She was a stay-at-home mom. And we looked around the house and she was not there. And she didn't come back. And basically, she abandoned our family. Yeah. And she probably was going through such overwhelm, such fog, that she thought it was the best course of action to leave her young children behind. And I think that's what overwhelm does. I think overwhelm limits your choices, where you think a good choice is something that might be really painful for you and maybe your family decades in the future. But if you have clarity, I think you have more options. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about giving you clarity. It's not about the law. The law is very different in each state. So we're not going to go heavy into the law. But what we are going to focus on is this space between an activation and an action. I don't think most divorces are won or lost in court. You know, most divorces settle. But they're won or lost, I think, in that space between an action, something that triggers you, and that action. And I'm trying to slow down that moment to give you more options. Now, who am I? Why am I doing this? Well, I'm Corey Shapiro, and I'm a divorce attorney in New York City. As you know, I'm a child of divorce. And I'm just trying to get to you earlier in the process. People come to me a little too late, because if you're in such fog, if you're in such overwhelm, we can't really discuss strategy. It's hard. So I want to come to you as early as possible to hopefully shorten the overwhelm phase of your divorce. And when you think about your divorce, I want you to think about four resources. Okay. Most people think about money, but that's only one of them. I want you to think about your energy, your emotion, and your time. And I want you to think about these four resources every time you make a decision. Because that's the difference of playing the short game and the long game. And are you moving from a place of fear or a place of clarity? And what is this going to cost me in energy, emotion, and time, and maybe even cost my children? And that's really where I want to focus on, is not only protecting you as best as I can, but protecting your kids. Okay, now there's three phases of divorce. The first phase is getting clarity, and that's stabilization. That's thinking more clearly. That's what this podcast is all about, and also my book of the same title, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. The second phase is get going. That's when you hire your attorney. That's when you're moving forward. That's when you're going through mediation. That's where you're actually taking action. And then phase three, that's getting your life back. That's rebuilding what matters most to you. That's executing your vision, getting to where you want to go. And again, this podcast lives primarily in that get clarity stage, that phase one. Now, I want you to think about divorce, especially difficult divorces, in two tracks or two games. And in these games or tracks, they run concurrently at the same time. There's the inner game and the outer game. The inner game is what's happening internally. What is your emotional experience? What are your fears, your anger, your anxiety? What is driving your decision-making? Just like my mom was driven by her inner game. The outer game is what is actually happening externally. If you go to court, if you have those mediation sessions, if you have the negotiations. And what I tell people is you are the president in your divorce. You're the one who makes the decisions. You are responsible for making decisions that work for you and your family. The general is your attorney. They can execute, they can carry out strategy, but you got to decide where to put those resources. So that's why I think it's so important to have this clarity, because clarity is power. All right, we're going to go through several shifts this season, but I want you to focus on just a few shifts today, just three shifts today, because I think when you have such overwhelm, when your willpower fades and you have to rely on structure. And that's what these shifts do for you. They give you structure. So the first one I want you to think about is boundaries. You know, boundaries is all about having less exposure to things that really just activate you. You know, there came a time when I stopped going out with my friends so much. I felt they were just drinking too much, and I, you know, took a different path, and I couldn't go out with them anymore because where they were going would make me want to drink more or be activated. And I had to take time out. That's what I'm talking about, boundaries. The second shift is 24-hour pause. The 24-hour pause, if you do nothing else at the start of the season and just do the 24-hour pause, I think that's worth it, because a 24-hour pause is going to build you time where you're going to come, hopefully, from your better side. And that's, I'd say to people, time's your cheapest lawyer, because that's where you could act more rationally. So anytime you get activated, anytime you get a text, anytime you get an email, a message, a communication, anything that activates you, you wait 24 hours. Now, I know with AI, you can shorten the 24 hours. You can come up with a great response within 3 minutes and respond, but that's not the point, because your nervous system, your emotional system's not ready. So wait that 24 hours, slow it down, right? And the third shift I want to focus on today is the perspective check. And I hinted at this a little bit in that story I shared with you. But that's how you think about decisions. It's not just a short-term decision that feels good in the moment, but is this decision right for me and my family in 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years? I think if my mom was thinking of it like that, do you think she would have left her children? All right, so once you are through this shift method and you're more stabilized, sort of like if you're in an airplane and there's a problem and you put on your, you know, oxygen mask, now we have to take care of the other side. And we do that primarily through communication. So I came up with an acronym, which I think will help you remember how to communicate under pressure. And it's basically a non-defensive, non-violent way of communicating. And I call it the CLEAR method. And the C is basically calming their emotions, because your emotions are already calm. You're calming their emotions. Okay. You're not trying to get defensive and escalating, you're calming. The L is looking for agreements, or really listening to what's important to them. And there could be things that you can agree on, even if it's small. The E is expressing shared values. That's very important. So instead of saying, you know, a position which would be I want sole custody, we both want a parenting plan that's meaningful to our children. A, ask questions. Don't make demands. Asking questions and listening and being curious, that is a big one. Hard for lawyers, but we can do it. R, the last one, responding neutrally. You know, not judgmentally, not critically. And that's gonna take you a long way in communicating under pressure. Let me just give you a little roadmap of the season ahead. I break it down into four parts or four quarters, and we're going to have several episodes on each quarter. So the first part is to stabilize. That's where we move from shock, you know, oh my God, to a little bit more steady thinking, where we focus on the boundaries, making that pause. That's really what we're focusing on there. And each part builds on the other one. So the second part we're going to focus on is regulate. That's where we're moving from reaction to reason. That's where we talk about that shift to perspective, reality check, and thinking about more things more tactically. And then the third part, once we do all that, is to orient yourself. I want to orient yourself from confusion to understanding. I want to talk a little bit about attorney styles, about the court system, and about a settlement structure. Just talk a little bit about that to help you see what's ahead. And then finally, we're going to bring it home in the fourth part with prevention, where we're going to move from short-term coping strategies to a long-term structure. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the money, the finances, just touch on that. Because remember, we stay primarily in phase one, get clarity. Now, let me give you something. My guarantee to you, I'm not going to be able to get you everything you want in your divorce. That's my guarantee. I can't get you everything you want in your divorce. But if you follow along, I do believe you'll have a better divorce, a more clear divorce, and you'll be more composed. And my goal is I want to think about you years in the future if you're in this nasty type of divorce that takes so long, or whenever it's finished. It could be a year, it could be a few years. And you don't look back with a lot of regret with how you acted in your divorce. And you did the best you could under the circumstances. Of course, you weren't perfect. This is difficult. But you handled yourself primarily with composure. And that's how you're going to win in your divorce. So you're not just surviving your divorce, but you're rebuilding the life you want. You're getting to phase three, get your life back. So let's take a breath. I know we talked a lot. Or don't worry. We're going to go through all of this whole season. We're just at the beginning, but I wanted to give you an overview. And this is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. We're going to get clear together each week. I got your back. I'll see you in episode two.
This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.